Welcome to a special podcast presentation of Carriagetown Ministries, celebrating 65 years of serving Flint's hurting and homeless. Have you ever thought what it would be like to literally sleep on the streets of Flint? For Al, this frightening concept was reality. He was homeless with nowhere to go.
There was many nights I slept outside before coming back here.
Around
Flint, right downtown here. I was sleeping for a while over here across from the U of M Student Housing Center where they were building that new health place, because there was a lot of construction type cardboard they were throwing away out there, and I actually made like a little tent out of it. No, you would never fall asleep deeply because every little noise you heard. There's a lot of people running around downtown Flint, even right now, that are sleeping outside. They're not always, some of them are not always the most trustworthy, you know, so, you know, there's always that in your subconscious. You have to be very careful, sleep with one eye open, try to stay warm. You know, I don't think downtown Flint's as dangerous as it used to be, but anytime you're living out on the street, you got to be careful because you got other people out there trying to survive too, and you know, their mode of survival might be a little bit more extreme than yours. You know, you're just trying to get warm and make it through the night so you can have the next day. And
Al's journey to Carriagetown was quite different than most.
I was walking across the parking lot of the farmer's market, and I ran into one of the staff members that works here that I knew quite well. And he was just having lunch with another staff member. The director of the PSP program that night had me come out to his church. He bought me a hot meal, and we sat down and talked. And he contacted the men's director here, said, you know, by all means, bring him back here. Well, because I had left and went through these things, of course, I was like, well, they're not going to take me back here. But they did. They took me back without any question whatsoever.
We know that in God's timing and plans, there are no accidents. When Al came to the mission, he entered the Personal Success Program, or PSP, turned his heart towards Christ, and his life began heading in the right direction.
Everything is just, and it's because of this place. If I hadn't have came back here, none of this would have happened. I don't know where I'd be. Probably still out there trying to eat or drink something else. That's why I say this place literally saved my life.
Thanks to your generous support of Carriagetown Ministries, men like Al have a place to go instead of trying to survive on the streets.
This place saved my life.
For more information on the programs and volunteer opportunities at Carriagetown Ministries, please visit us online at carriagetown.org.